Chase. It's a special episode today. We're going to be talking about Webtoons. Now, for those of you not familiar, Webtoons is a platform for digital comics. It's got just tons of content on there. And I have Tom Akel from Webtoons on with me, and he's going to tell us all about it. So first of all, welcome to the show, Tom. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
So why don't you tell our listeners, what's Webtoons all about exactly?
So for the uninitiated, we are a comics publisher and platform available on iOS, Android, desktop, and mobile web, primarily in the app, though. So our focus is mobile comics. The comics are formatted in a vertical scroll, kind of an endless canvas. So you just scroll through them as you move. There's no pagination, per se. So it's a little unlike traditional comics in that way. They're updated weekly. They're all free. So every week you come back, you subscribe to your favorite titles. Everything is free. And it's all creator-owned titles. It's all original content. And we span every genre for every audience.
And what are the kind of the goals of Webtoons, like when it started, and do you still have the same goals now that it's gotten so big? Because I know when I first heard about it, it was very big, I think, in Korea, and now it's kind of like global, worldwide.
Yes, we started in Korea in 2004 and just launched in the States a few years ago. You know, in that time, we've grown to something 10 million daily active users globally. That includes all the regions that we're in, which there's several, and several localized versions of the app. So it's available in Japanese and in Chinese and in Indonesian and Thai and Korean and English. The goals for the company really haven't changed all that much. I mean, when it started in Korea, the Korean print market was almost non-existent, whereas in the U.S. it's still a strong market. So it's a little different in that regard. But, you know, we want to revolutionize how creators connect with their audiences. So there are so many comic creators out there and aspiring creators out there who are unable to find an audience or have to put up their own website. We make it easy for those creators to both find an audience and to sort of make a living at this or some sort of monetization, so that they're not sort of on their own trying to figure out some ad solution on their site and plugging something in, or, you know, hitting an artist alley and dropping money on a table that they may not recoup on an ash can, or trying to self-publish. So we want to make comics for everybody and make accessibility to comics available for everyone, and for creators to be able to access everyone in a similar way to what YouTube has done with video, right?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. And I think, you know, it doesn't surprise me that it's done so well in other places, and I'd like to see it catch on more here in the U.S. You know, I talk all the time about how important fiction and stories are to a society, like how they reflect on us, right? Like you can look back at a certain period in time and look at the stories a society tells, and you can kind of get an idea of their values and such. And you think about sequential storytelling, I mean, you can go back to cave drawings, really, is when it started. And I feel like sometimes it doesn't get enough credit here in the United States for being a legitimate, like, storytelling purpose and a way to share ideas and to connect with other people. So is that something specific for the U.S. market that Webtoons is hoping to change, to really kind of legitimize sequential storytelling here in the States?
Absolutely. Perhaps not to... I'd say our goal isn't to legitimize it, but we want to be putting out stories that people find relatable, and that's why we've seen such tremendous growth, right? So and there are many, many print publishers putting out awesome content for all ages and demographics and audiences in print shops, but the audience going to print shops isn't necessarily the audience they're trying to reach, right? So there's a real disconnect there and a scalability issue, whereas everyone has a phone, right? Like 98% of Gen Z have smartphones.
Right.
So we're creating a path for any creator who wants to tell a story that may not have any other way to do it to get to their, to find that reader, and for that reader to find that thing that they're interested in. And we think that comics, they're legitimized in the sense that, you know, I mean, look at the top grossing pictures and the top rated television shows.
Right.
It's heavily dominated by material that originated as comic books. So I think there's an understanding that comics are a real thing. But I also think there's a limit to the genres that people think comics can be. And I'd say that's something that and the audience for it and the genres that they can be. And those are the things that we're trying to sort of break through, you know, in a much larger way.
Yeah. See, you're preaching the Comic Source message here, Tom, because what we always say on the Comic Source is there actually is a comic book story out there, a sequential story out there for every single person. It's just a matter of matching up the right person to the right story so they can fall in love with the medium.
Absolutely. You know, and part of it too is sort of the notion of what a comic is, right? Everybody, you know, there's definitely still the outside of our readership, you know, the majority perception of what a comic is whether it's printed or whether it's digital, it's still 20 pages of story. That's a sort of an ongoing narrative. So, you know, people don't think of, although, you know, comic strips in newspapers have been around for, you know, long before either of us were born, but, they don't think of slice of life comics or different types of formats as, you know, quote unquote comics for them, right? But there's ways to publish that digitally and find that audience in the same place where you can publish a superhero book or a romance title or a, you know, long form sci-fi epic. So that's something that we think, you know, that it's more of it's a perception issue almost.
Yeah, and I was really, the first time I went to the website, I was really blown away by the diversity of content. I mean, and this is coming from a, you know, a lifelong comic reader. I know there are, you know, Westerns and romance and science fiction and crime and, you know, superheroes. There's, you know, there's so many, but they're all represented, right? So can you tell us about the content that people can find on the site?
Yeah, so you know, we take very seriously trying to make series for every genre and every audience. That's challenging because there's only so much that you can, you know, even though it's digital, there's a quote unquote limit to what you can publish digitally. There is a limit to what we can physically manage, you know, inside an office space. So we're constantly launching new series, usually several every month. You know, after a while, some things end and wrap up and the creators go on to something else or a new series here. And as we do that, we look at, the content matrix with different holes in it, be it by genre or by creator or, you know, an audience, and just try and plug those holes where we can. It's not the easiest thing to do, you know, so I'd say, you know, Westerns is something we certainly don't have enough of. Whereas romance, we have a lot of romance, and that was one of the things that propelled us to success, was there was clearly a lack of romance comics in the U.S. and a massive audience for them. And that grew us very, very quickly out of the gate once we kind of doubled down on that. So on the site, though, you should be able to find, you know, any aesthetic. So whether you like Western comics or sort of more mainstream style art that you get from Marvel or DC, we have some of those artists working with us. Or whether you want manga style content, obviously, you know, that's, you know, our DNA, that's where we've come from. So we have a lot of that, and we have original manga titles being developed in the US, as well as we're bringing in titles from other regions as well. Or slice of life content, casual content, the kind of thing you'd be used to reading in the Sunday funnies, you know, kind of back in the day, or online right now across a, you know, variety of webcomic sites. So there's everything in there, crossing every genre. So it's a, you know, no matter what you're looking for, there's something for you. And, you know, we have a lot more coming out all the time.
Yeah. And how do you, like, what resources do you provide, for somebody who wants to have their content on the site?
So there's sort of two paths into the site, and I was really speaking more on the featured area. The, you know, it's the, what we call Discover, which is our UGC platform. That's a mile deep. It's probably more than this. I have to double check the number because we just launched the new contest, and we can get into that in a little bit. But even prior to the contest, we had 7,000 titles updating in Discover regularly. No one can physically read 7,000 comics a week. So, you know, I don't even know what's in there sometimes. But so anyone, I'll start with Discover, and then I'll talk about what we call featured, which is, you know, the comics that we signed that we're the exclusive publisher of. Discover is our UGC platform. It's completely non-exclusive. So you can publish on here and on your Tumblr account and on Facebook and, you know, other comic sites and do whatever you want with your book, and it's completely yours and you own it. But we provide tools for those creators to monetize with. So right now there's Patreon integration into the app, where you can sync your Patreon account to your Webtoon account for quite a while, and we're running this for a short amount of time more, We've had a program, and the tiers and the details are on the website, webtoons.com, where we will donate patronage to you based on how, what your traffic is above and beyond what you get through finding new audience and just, you know, having them sign up for your Patreon. We've also just introduced, we haven't launched, ad sharing. So we've announced, we've sort of soft announced that at a couple of cons. We'll be talking about it again a little bit at San Diego. And I don't have the exact details on how that's going to work, but that is the sort of bread and butter of our business in Korea. And we're going to introduce that to the U.S. So everybody uploading to Discover will start to be able to participate in ad sharing. So again, however well they do, the ad platform will be there for them, and they'll start to be able to sign up for that very soon. In feature, and we do provide other support. We do occasionally promote some of those titles on social media. We work them into the homepage promotion. We give them preferential access to us at conventions, whether we're doing portfolio reviews or, you know, kind of giving out swag, getting into our panels, which tend to fill up. We make sure we take care of our Discover creators. In featured, we provide obviously a much more robust suite of support because we have a full in-house marketing team. Those creators are paid a professional rate. So they have a guaranteed weekly rate, very livable wage, that competes with all other publishers in the industry. I'd say we are incredibly competitive with how we treat our featured creators. They have PR support, marketing support. They are assigned an editor. The editor works with them on every panel, every chapter of their comic all the way through. We bring them to conventions. You know, it's basically like, you know, we are now their full-time publisher. They're exclusive with us. And, you know, I say we pride ourselves on that. We treat our talent like gold.
Wow, that's awesome. How do you find talent? Do you find that people are coming to you, or do you have people that are constantly searching for talent and to approach to come on the platform, or is it a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. So, you know, we primarily look to Discover to move creators and titles from Discover into featured. That is the main path to success with Webtoon, is to self-publish on Discover, and then we find something that's doing well, if it's a need that we have. Then we offer them a featured deal, right? So most of our huge hits have come out of Discover, things like I Love You, Illuminae, An Ordinary came out of a contest, but Let's Play came out of Discover, My Giant Nerd Boyfriend came out of Discover, Boyfriend of the Dead came out of Discover, More Olympus. And then we have run contests or series from creators that have come out of Discover but finished their first title and will get a second title. So something like Siren's Lament, Kaylin first had a title called Where Tangents Meet that was in Discover. She moved into Featured, wrapped that up, and then Siren's Lament has become one of our mega hits. The other way that creators come in is we don't take open pitches, but occasionally myself or someone else on the content team here will be scouring an artist alley, find some diamond in the rough. We've had some titles make it in that way. We've just found something that there's just raw undiscovered talent out there that don't have a publisher and clearly should. So, you know, we like, you know, finding them and working with those creators. And we have some really fantastic series from creators we've found in artist alleys over the past few years. And then we take pitches on kind of an invite only basis. So there are creators who we generally know, have worked with in the past, worked with at another company, somebody who's been on the platform, left for a while, has kind of come back. So, you know, we have, you know, something like Assassin Roommate, which is one of our biggest hits that was pitched. We have things coming later in the year where it's Warren Ellis and Colleen Doran have a series with us. Give me a second, just make sure I'm not speaking out of order on what hasn't been announced. Let's see, Fabian Nicieza, who's the co-creator of Deadpool, and Riley Brown have a series coming out with us. I'm doing a series with Stan Lee and Andy Tong later in the year.
Wow.
So there's Sean Galloway has a series coming out with us. Karan Grant has a series coming out with us. I look at my calendar, let's see. What do we have? We have series from Sanford Green and Chuck Brown and Ryan Benjamin and Kevin Gaveau. And, you know, so there's a lot of sort of, they're usually more established mainstream talent or someone like from the webcomics world, like Shen and Andy Stewart, creators like that who have kind of come in and we, you know, they don't go through Discover. They're, you know, working professionally somewhere else already and, you know, kind of have a career under their feet and have, you know, regular work like, you know, Sanford's at Marvel, now he's here, now next is an Image after this. So, you know, they don't have the time to develop something in several chapters over several months and put it on a platform where they can't make the kind of wage that they can make elsewhere, right? So we understand that there's, you know, sort of market will dictate a little bit of, you know, which creators can upload and discover that we can find or which, you know, we need to speak to directly.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's almost like there's two communities. You have probably the fan community for Webtoons, and then you have this incredible pool of talent. Like, you know, some of those names are pretty big names in the industry. And then, you know, you've also got the community on the Discover. So do you find that it's the platform is a good way for fans of comics to also get to interact with, you know, these creators?
Yeah, we encourage, not every creator does, but many of them will comment in the comments right on every chapter of every comic. And, you know, that's obviously something else that makes us very unique in that, you know, we have a robust community around the titles, right? So we have a fan community here that I could say, you know, no one has, certainly not the scale that we have, where you're commenting, you have all the other users that you read the comic with every week. People comment right away. They talk about the series. The creator will have there's an indicator of like a badge next to their username. So you'll know that's the actual creator responding. Creators will jump into the comics and chat with the readers. You know, it's kind of on a case by case basis. We understand not everybody has the time to spend all day in the comments. Also, you know, talk right to their fans, and you know, they also link out to their social media accounts directly from their titles. So anybody who wants to can go find their favorite creator and link up with them. So it's sort of like, rather than waiting every few months to try and hope that you can find your favorite creator or another community around the book you like at a convention, it's there in front of you all the time, right?
Yeah, that's really awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully attending the Webtoons panel at San Diego and talking more with you about this. I think we're going to have to be paying a lot more attention here at the Comic Source to Webtoons, because it sounds incredible. Like when I went on the site the other day, I was just overwhelmed, and I found myself wishing I had more time, because I was getting sucked into a few of the titles and I knew I had so much prep to do for San Diego. Like I really can't be reading this right now, but it's really good. So is there anything else you would like our readers to know about Webtoons? You mentioned a contest perhaps?
Yeah, so if there's any potential creators out there, we are running, this is the fourth contest we're running in the U.S. Some of our biggest hits have come out of these contests, and this is probably the largest contest we're ever running, where there'll be multiple winners, and it's the most money we're ever giving out. So right now, any creators have until September 13th to submit their entries to Discover, and on by September 21st, we will have gone through all of the entries and select two what we'll call contenders from each category. So a total of 8 winners. Each of those winners will get $5,000, an invitation to our party at New York Comic Con, and an offer to become a featured creator on Webtoon, and assistance from editors. So they're immediately going to move into featured. Of those, we're going to select 4 finalists after another round of publishing. Once the 4 finalists are selected, they will each win another $25,000. So 8 people will get 5. 4 of them will get 30, and a grand prize winner will get another 50. So for a total of 80,000 for the first prize, and that will happen. That second round runs from September 22nd to October 28th. All this information is on the site. Also, if people want to go look it up, and by November 5th, we'll select the 4 finalists, and November 16th, we will announce the grand prize winner. And those categories, there's 4 categories, but they cover every genre you could possibly think of. We call them most gripping, most last, most epic, and most feels, but you can see that it probably deduct what those are. But there's also, it's laid out pretty clearly on the website.
That's great. And what's the web address? Where can people find Webtoons?
Webtoons.com. Very easy. And if you search for Webtoon or Line Webtoon in the App Store or Google Play, you will find it right away. And if you would like to follow us on social, it is at Line, LINE, Webtoon, WEBTOON, on Facebook, Insta, and Twitter.
Awesome. And listeners, I'll put links to both the website and all the social media on the show notes, so you can check it out. And I'll put a link in there to the contest as well if you want more details. So I'm sure more to come about Webtoons after I get a chance to hopefully meet. Are you going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, Tom?
I will be in San Diego leading our panel, so I hope to see you there.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be great to meet face-to-face and chat a little bit about maybe seeing what we can do to help help spread the word about Webtoon. So look for that later after San Diego Comic-Con and all the comic source coverage of the con. So again, Tom, really appreciate you coming on to talk Webtoons. It has me really excited, and I hope to learn more and share with all you listeners. So
awesome. Thanks, Jace. Really great talking to you.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see you soon. So thanks for joining, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.